Eagles Long and Cox too big for Brady
okay.
to handle.
Dunk. See, you know, we ask,
I think Long and Cox are going to be great in this game.
We ask you to do something nice, something serious. We are giving you credentials to be an AP writer, and you come up with that headline?
What are you talking about? Those are two good quality defensive players that put pressure on the quarterback, and I think they're going to be too much for Brady to handle. Long and Cox.
That's our guy, Chris Duck, and Jamie Rivers. Was like, where's he going with this? And then Jamie laughed at the end. Jamie, Anthony.
Oh, man.
So what was that?
What a beauty.
That was before the Super Bowl. It was Eagles and Patriots.
Well,
and
of course it was, Anthony.
There you go. We're coming up with AP headlines for the game. So make predictions. And we've done this before in the fast lane. And Dunk came up with that one.
I thought it was genius.
Yeah. Long and Cox.
Yeah.
Long and Cox.
He's right.
Chris Long, Fletcher Cox. There you go, the Eagles.
Long and Cox.
Dunk was really creative. And one guy that knows that is our teammate here in the fast lane, Brad Thompson, who now joins us via the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. BT, what's up, man?
Man, my guy Dunk could break down anything, couldn't he? I mean, that was football the way that I can understand it, right? I mean, Anthony, you talk circles around me, but the way that Dunk broke that down, like, I understood who was going to be putting the pressure on who. Like, I just enjoyed that.
Long and Cox.
That's correct, Dunk.
So today would have been Chris Duncan's 40th birthday. We're going to talk to Amy Duncan, his wife, in about 10 minutes. But, BT, you had sent me a text after I was on today with Carricker and Smallman, and you had just got done listening to me, and I texted you. I like, you know, it's hard to encapsulate who Dunk was, because he was so complex yet so simple, and he's so unique, and he was just one of the more interesting people I've ever met. I mean, can you put Dunk into words?
No, I think that you summed it up very well. The thing about Dunk, though, and I'm sure that a lot of our listeners obviously listened to Dunk, and I'm sure that a lot of them had interactions with Chris Duncan because he was so genuine with his time. And I think that's one of the biggest things. Like, every time you had a conversation with Dunk, it was impactful. Like, there was something, whether he's making you laugh until you start crying, or he's breaking something down and you learn something, or, like, you know this very well, Dunk was great at just listening, too. Like, if you just had something you wanted to talk about, he would sit there and just listen. Like, he was just such a genuine, great human being. And I miss him. I'm sitting here, I'm at Busch Stadium, looking out, and it's like Cardinals are out here getting ready for a game. And I think about that dude, you know, heck, you guys know this. He was doing some stuff with the Cardinals beforehand, doing Fox Sports stuff. Obviously, they've switched over to Bally Sports now. He'd be here doing this right now, and he'd break it down so well. So just miss the guy.
BT, guys like Dunk, I mean, they're absolutely essential to a locker room and a clubhouse when, you know, you got some big-time players. And listen, Dunk was a big-time player, but every team needs those guys that keep things light.
Yeah, there's no doubt, Jamie. There is no doubt. You always got to have those guys that end up keeping it light. And he did that. He did it well. And the thing about Dunk, too, because you talk about all the big-time guys that were out there, Dunk could have easily acted like one of those big-time guys. He could have been the first rounder. His dad's a pitching coach. He could have easily been big-time, but he worked his tail off. And then he had the ability also to keep it light. But he knew his timing, too. Like, Dunk was never a class clown. Like, he wasn't the guy that just come in the middle of a conversation that's an important one and start cracking jokes. Like, he's not going to be that guy ever. He knew when to have that time. And then you also knew when Dunk was telling a story or he was getting into one, because you would see the room start gravitating that way. And you're absolutely right, Jamie. Every team needs that, especially baseball. 162 games of a lot of ups and downs, but kind of the same monotonous routine. You better have somebody that can cut it up and knows when to do it. And dude, he did that better than anybody I played with.
We're talking to Brad Thompson, our teammate here in the fast lane on 101 ESPN, about Chris Duncan and Dunk. And BT won a World Series championship, as all Cardinals fans know, in 2006. Do you remember your first interaction with Dunk, or at least the timing when you really got to know Dunk as a player? And what was that like, BT?
Yeah, well, I remember the first time that I really officially met Dunk was you would think it would have been in spring training, but he was in AAA in spring training in 2004 for the most part, and I was in the AA team, so we never really interacted with each other. So the season started. I was like the last guy to sneak on the AA roster. He was one of the last cuts from AAA and ended up being on the AA roster. And I remember getting ready for like one of my first games, and I look over and I see this animal just getting ready for a game. I thought he was the dude from the program, like sticking his head through the window. Woo! Starting season at the table. I'm like, man, this is intense right here. Like, this guy gets into it a little bit. But that intensity that he had, like he had as a player, and I'm sure that you guys will talk more about it. He'd blow up somebody sliding into second base. He'd put him into left field. He would run into a wall, even if that ball wasn't that close to that wall, because he liked to make fun of himself for having his struggles in the outfield, even though he worked so hard. But that same intensity he played with is the exact intensity that he had, like, as a friend. So, yeah, I definitely remember that. And I remember it, and I was thinking about it as I'm sitting here. Now, it didn't happen in this iteration of Busch Stadium. This was Busch 2. But I remember vividly Dunk's first home run he ever hit. And the thing I remember the most was the smile on Dave's face. It was the last game of the regular season in 2005. And Tony made himself a good move, okay? This was a solid strategic baseball move. He pinch hit Chris Duncan for me. Now, I probably was telling him, Skipper, I can get this done for you.
Of course.
Everything's fine. He said, you know what? Yeah. I'm going to go with this big animal here. And Dunk hit the home run, and he's floating around the bases. And Dave played his cards, and you guys know Dave Duncan. He plays his cards pretty close to the vest, and he's a pretty reserved guy. He was beaming in the clubhouse, and Tony's giving him the big hug. I mean, just what a special moment. What an incredible family. And like I said, it's a day like today specifically while I'm talking to you guys about Dunk, but I'm here, you know, at Busch Stadium and watching all of these guys go out there. That's kind of like when you end up missing that guy the most.
Yeah, BT, well said. And I know I could speak for you. Without Chris Duncan, I don't know if BT and I are hosting a show that Dunk also obviously, you know, graced the airwaves as a co-host with Randy Carricker and DeMarco Farr. When Dunk, for those that don't know, when Dunk first was diagnosed with the brain tumor, he had reached out to the station and said, look, give Brad Thompson a call. He might be willing to come on. And BT came on, hosted, you know, was a fill-in host. And BT, you were an absolute natural as a producer at the time, and you know, the rest is history. After of course you went out and still played what, a year or two? BT, I mean, you played baseball for another year or two, right?
I did, yeah, about two more seasons,
sure. And without Dunk, who, you know, he couldn't because of the surgery, he couldn't come on and do 4 hours anymore at the Fastlane. So our former program director, Chris Haas-Newbert, paired Dunk and I together. I am an unknown in the market, but everybody loved Dunk, and Dunk kind of showed the way, and you know, the turn was born. So, BT, without Dunk, I know that you and I feel very strongly about this. I don't know where you and I are at in terms of our radio career.
I'm certainly not doing what I'm doing right now without Dunk. There's no doubt. You mentioned the fact that he, you know, he put my name out there and got me the first opportunity. That phone was not going to ring without Chris Duncan's influence. But even further than that for me, and I know I speak for you on this one as well, I wouldn't be what I am at what I do if it weren't for him. Like he would give me constant feedback. He would call me after shows that I was doing because he would listen. He gave me great advice. Dunk would always talk about, like, when I first started, especially, he's like, hey, man, I was listening. Hey, have an opinion on this or that, or don't ride the line so much. Go one way or the other. Like, he always had feedback, and he always listened so intently. So I absolutely echo that. I don't know what my career path would look like if it weren't for Dunk.
Jamie, similar with you too, I feel. I mean, you were doing the radio hits with Dunk and I in the turn.
Yeah.
You and I had an opportunity, you know, through, unfortunately, Dunk stepping away again, because after the cancer came back, you know, it was a situation where he had to take the time off the radio, and then you and I did a lot of fill-in work together. So I guess we got the triangle here. We owe a lot to Dunk here, the current rendition of the Fastlane.
Our listeners owe this to Dunk. So either thank him or blame him. I'm not sure.
Hopefully thank. BT, any other words? I know you got to go. We're going to talk to Amy here in a second. But any other words that you wanted to share about our good buddy Chris Duncan?
Well, I would just say this, because I know that you guys are doing this already today, and you will continue to do it. Celebrate him. You know, celebrate the guy that we are we're missing. I've seen so many pictures today. Hearing Long and Cox on the way in, they made me smile. Like, that's what he'd want. He'd want everybody to smile and just enjoy this Cinco de Mayo. If man sodas are your thing, get one of those. And if you could, please send my love to Amy, because if anybody has gone through some tough times, it's certainly been her, and we love Amy.
Absolutely. Well said, BT. Have a great couple of calls. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, fellas. I'll see you.